Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 20th of March. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we ask ourselves if anyone will be in heaven because of us. As we ask ourselves that question, we turn to Revelation chapter 7 and verses 9 to 12. Praise from the great crowd. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshipped God. They sang, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and strength belong to our God for ever and ever. Amen." In those verses found in Revelation chapter 7, we're given just a glimpse of the glorious scene in heaven. It's a picture of triumph, of celebration, of worship. These verses remind us that because God won the victory over sin and death, those who follow his son Jesus are rescued from harm. The scene in Revelation chapter 7 reveals a multitude of people from every nation, every tribe and every language standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They're clothed in white robes and holding palm branches, symbolizing victory and joy. This diverse assembly is united in their worship of God, proclaiming his salvation and his glory. Through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, God has rescued each one of us from the power of sin and from eternal separation from him. As followers of Jesus, we are no longer slaves to sin, but have been set free to live in righteousness. This victory over sin and death brings us peace and an assurance of eternal life. While we may experience times of suffering and hardship in this world, we can take comfort in knowing that Jesus protects us and walks with us through every trial. Just as he conquered sin and death, he empowers us to overcome the challenges we face. Our faith in him enables us to endure and find hope in the midst of difficulties. These verses remind us that our present reality is not our ultimate reality. One day we will find ourselves in the true reality of heaven, where we will worship and serve God night and day with great joy. In his presence, all suffering and pain will be no more, and we will experience abundant and exuberant joy forever. God's victory over sin and death is a cause for celebration and for hope. Through Jesus, we are rescued from harm and empowered to overcome the trials of this world. So let us fix our eyes on the heavenly reality that awaits us, where we will worship and serve God with abundant joy, trust in God's victory, and find comfort in his presence. As we navigate through the challenges of life, let us remember God has already won the victory. Despite the trials we may face, we can find hope and strength in Jesus. As you mull over these thoughts during your day today, you may want to use this question to help you. How can the assurance of eternal life and the promise of heavenly joy impact your perspective and response to suffering? And I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we think about seeing God's vision, a glimpse of glory.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.